有一天呢，撒旦呢就拿他攻击人的工具呢拿出来拍卖。
One day, Satan brought out his tools that he can use to attack people out on sale.
那么呢，当中呢，包括呢，就是这个憎恨呢、欺骗呢、情欲啊、骄傲啊，还有其他等等。
And the tools included lust, hatred, pride, and deception and others.
那么呢，这些小鬼见到呢，就来损了。
And his followers heard about this and then came to select their tools.
其中有一个小鬼呢，他就发现，在地上呢有一个很旧，好像用了很多次的工具。
And one of his followers found this old, very old-looking tool laying on the ground. It looks like it's been used many times.
但是呢，却是全场里面最贵的一个工具。
However, it was the most expensive tool of the whole lot.
你猜是什么呢?
Do you want to guess what that is?
Huh? 它已经在上面了，不是吗？已经有啊，不是骄傲。这个工具呢，就是沮丧。
And this particular tool, the most expensive one of the lot, is discouragement.
那么这个小鬼就问撒旦，他说：“大王，为什么这个又旧又烂的工具卖这么贵呀？”
So this particular Satan follower asked Satan himself, "Why is this old and very used looking tool can be so expensive?"
撒旦就告诉他
，Satan told him,
这个是我工具里面最有用的一个工具。
He told him that this is the most effective tool in the toolbox.
你知道有一些人的心呢，我是用其他工具是没有办法打开的。
You know that many people that none of the other tools works can open their hearts.
但是沮丧能够打开他的心以后，我就可以把其他东西都放进他的心里面。
However, if I can open these people's heart with discouragement, then I can stuff it with all the other tools.
还有一个事情。
One more thing.
大部分人不知道沮丧是属于我的。
Most people are unaware of the fact that discouragement is a very effective tool of mine.
你知道成圣生活呢是一件令很多基督徒很沮丧的一件事情。
You may know that sanctification life is a life that can cause discouragement for many Christians.
我们很多时候与罪征战的时候，我们觉得绝望。
A lot of times as we battle sins, we get very discouraged.
保罗自己在第七章的时候，他说：“我真苦啊，谁能救我脱离这垂死的身体呢？”
And Paul himself in chapter 7 said that, "What a wretched man I am! Who can rescue me?" From this body that is subject to death.
因为第七章就是告诉我们，我们的罪性就是一个恶极的一个势力，住在我们里面。
Because chapter 7 tells us that our sin is a very influential force that resides in us.
每一次我希望做好的时候，这个罪性都与我征战，最后把我掳去。
And every time I want to do something good, this sinful nature would battle me and then eventually would capture me.
很多时候我们基督徒成为一个有心无力的一个人。
And a lot of times, Christians become people who are willing but unable to do their things.
我们心灵愿意，但是我们的肉体却软弱。
We may be willing within our heart, but we are unable to do so because of our flesh.
但保罗告诉我们，我们不要绝望。
But Paul tells us that we should not be discouraged.
其实罗马书第七章不是这个故事的终结。
Actually, chapter 7 of the book of Romans is not the conclusion of the story.
基督徒与罪征战不是注定失败的。
Our spiritual battle our sinful nature is not destined to be failure.
反而保罗在第八章开始 告诉我们, 神赐给我们每一个基督徒一个作手。
And actually in chapter 8 Paul tells us that we have the Christians have a helper.
这个作手可以把我们这个局面扭转过来。
And this helper is a game changer that can help change the outcome of the game.
所以呢我们来先看 第八章1到4节。
So let's look at the first four verses of chapter 8.
这边告诉我们, 保罗鼓励我们, 不要因为从前的失败,
Paul encourages not to be not to feel desperate because of previous failures.
因为我们基督徒最后是会胜利的。
Because we Christians at the end will be victorious.
第一节说, 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
The first verse of chapter 8 tells us that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
所有在基督耶稣里面的人, 他的结局就是不定罪。
All those people who are in Christ Jesus will receive no condemnation.
你可以说就是他们不会下地狱。
In other words, you can say that they will not go to hell.
圣经不是说每一个人都不会下地狱。
The Bible does not say that everyone will not go to hell.
他说所有这些在基督耶稣里面的人都不会。
But instead, the Bible says all those who are in Christ Jesus will not go to hell.
那就是说当一个人在耶稣基督里的时候, 耶稣称他为义以后, 他将来
So in other words, when a person is in Jesus Christ and has been declared righteous, and it will not receive punishment.
没有一个人为所有在耶稣基督里面的人没有一个人落空的。So
everyone who is in Jesus Christ will not receive condemnation.
你知道罗马书第八章呢这句话对抄写圣经的人来说呢是一个很困难的一句话。
And you need to understand that this first verse of chapter 8 for those who transcribe Bible verses is a very difficult one for them.
怎么可能一个人在耶稣基督里就不被定罪呢？
How can one not be condemned just because he's in Jesus Christ?
那么我们的生活, 我们的成圣生活, 难道不重要吗?
Now how about our daily lives? How about the lives that we're supposed to live in a sanctified way? How can that not be important?
你知道所以呢后来这些抄圣经的人呢就加了一句话在第八节后面。
So therefore, some of those people who are transcribing Bible verses started adding this particular verse after the first verse.
如果你看, 英文圣经就是 King James Version里面呢, 你会发觉第八节里面呢, 它还有一句话在后面的。
And if you look at the King James Version, you will see that for the first verse, they added another sentence or two.
如果第八节，如果我翻译就是， 如今那些在基督耶稣里的人就不定罪了。 是哪些人呢？ 就是那些不随从肉体及随从圣灵的人。
So for example, in addition to just saying there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, some of those transcribers added another sentence or two by saying that only those who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
但是我感谢神，其实这个不是神的意思。
But my thanks to the Lord, although this was not the original intent by the Lord.
神很简单地保证每一个在耶稣基督里的人都不定罪了。
Regardless, God has guaranteed that everyone who's in Lord Jesus Christ will not be condemned.
因为神有一个完美的救赎计划。
Because God has a perfect redemption plan.
这个完美的救赎计划能够保证我们 将来是不定罪的。
This perfect redemption plan can guarantee that we will not be condemned.
那么在第二到第四节，保罗就解释这个完美的救赎计划。
And in verses 2 through 4, Paul explained this particular perfect redemption plan.
为什么在耶稣基督里的人不定罪呢？
Why are those who are in Christ Jesus will not be condemned?
第二节说，因为赐圣命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
Because verse 2 tells us that for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
你会发现呢，在第二节里面呢，律这个字出现了两次。
You see in verse 2that the word law appeared twice.
我记得我上一次讲到的时候呢，讲到，其实在原文呢都是同一个字，就是你可以翻译成为律法，也可以翻译成为律，这是一个定律的意思。
So I believe that I mentioned this in my previous sermon that this is actually the same word. You can either translate it as a law.Or something, or translated as a principle.
所以呢，为什么我把这个再次提出来呢？
Why do I bring this up again?
因为如果你看英文圣经呢，它就是用同一个字，但是中文圣经呢，它就翻译的人呢，把他认为的了解的放进他的翻译里面。
The reason I bring this up again is because even though it's the same word in the English version, however, the Chinese translation has incorporated the translator's own interpretation.
就是他当他以为这个字的解释是一个定律的时候呢，他就用律这个字。当他了解这个字是律法的时候。摩西律法的时候呢，他就用律法这个字，在中文圣经里面。
So in the Chinese Bible, when the translator believes that the law was referring to a matter of principle, then they will use the Chinese word principle behind it. However, if they believe it's a law, like Moses' law, then they will use the word law for the Chinese version.
我指出来的原因就是我认为中文圣经呢，它翻译的时候呢，它误解了这句话。
The reason I want to point this out is because I believe that the people who translate the Chinese Bible, translate the verses into Chinese in the Bible, were mistaken.
保罗不是说圣灵这个定律，把我们从罪和死的定律里面释放出来。
The Paul is not talking about that the principle of the life of the Spirit has set us free.From the principle of sin and death.
其实保罗在这里还是讲到律法的问题。
And Paul actually is still talking about law, not principle.
他讲到这个律法呢，是一个罪和死的律法。
He's saying that this law here is a law of sin and death.
在第七章里面，他已经证明了律法，特别就是律法主义呢，只带给人犯罪跟。最后的结局就是死亡。
And he already talked about in chapter 7 that law itself can only bring sin which will lead to death.
但是呢，他说现在圣灵来了，他能够赐给我们生命。
But here he talks about that the life of the Spirit, the life of the Spirit has arrived.Has dwelt in us, and that's why it's going to give us life.
为什么他可以给我们生命？因为他能够使我们满足律法的要求。
Why does it give us life? Because it can fulfill the requirements of the law.
简单来说，就是当我们基督徒把自己放在律法以下的时候，你的结果就是犯罪跟死。
Speaking quite simply, what that means is if us Christians put ourselves under the law, then the end result is going to be committing sins and which will lead to death.
但是如果你把自己放在圣灵的管理底下，圣灵能够带领你去满足律法的要求。
However, if we place ourselves under the control of the Spirit, then the Spirit will help us fulfill the requirements of the law.
这个就是为什么保罗呢, 在罗马书里面形容这个律法, 是捆着我们的律法, 但是雅各在雅各书里面呢, 就讲到这个律法是叫我们得自由的律法。
And that is why in the book of Romans, when Paul is talking about the law, he's talking about the law is something that binds us. However, in the book of James, James is talking about the law is something that will set us free. The difference does not reside in the law itself. The difference is where you place yourself, whether you place yourself under the law or under the Spirit.
第三节呢, 保罗就继续解释, 这是, 神的救赎计划的内容。
In verse 3, Paul continues to explain the content of God's plan for our redemption.
他讲到了律法之人, 肉体软弱, 有所不能行的。
And he's talking of, in verse 3, talks about the law, which is weakened by the flesh, could not do so.
律法做不到的事情呢，神现在为我们做了。What
cannot be done by the law is being fulfilled by God.
他做了什么呢？就是差遣自己的儿子成为罪的形状，做了赎罪祭。What
did God do? Well, what God did was He sent His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin's offering.
就是耶稣。 成了若圣来到这个世界为我们钉在十字架上。
Basically what that means is Jesus became flesh and then died on the cross for us.
后面讲到呢，在肉体定了罪案，就是讲到神定耶稣成为有罪，让他死在十字架。
And here it talks about the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. And what that is saying is that God God imputed in sinful flesh onto Jesus and then and nailed him on the cross.
所以当耶稣死在十字架上面的时候，就是神 定他为有罪, 担当我们的罪。
So what that means is when he was nailed to the cross, God declared him to be God condemned him, and so that he could die for our sins.
这是神的救赎计划。
This is God's plan for our salvation.
只是呢，在罗马书之前第三章呢，保罗已经讲了一次。
And actually, this was stated earlier in chapter 3 of the book of Romans.
但是第四节就讲出神拣子做派他儿子来的一个目的。
And verse 4 tells us the purpose for why God did so by sending His Son.
第四节说,使律法的义成就在我们且不随从肉体及随从圣灵的人的身上。
Verse 4 says that in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh but according to the Spirit.
这个是神救赎计划的目的。
This is the purpose of God's redemption plan.
你知道呢, 当, 神跟我们不一样,
you need to understand that God is different from us.
我们定下一个目标了，我们不一定做得到。When
we set an objective, we don't necessarily always achieve that.
但是当神定下一个目标的时候呢，他一定做得到。But
however, if God sets an objective, He will accomplish that.
所以呢，这里就是告诉我们。 当神设立这个救赎计划的时候，他会让我们通过靠圣灵的带领底下，我们会达到律法的要求。So
what this is telling us that when God put together the plan for our salvation, for the redemption, that if we put ourselves under the control of the Spirit, we will be able to fulfill the requirements of the law.
所以成圣生活简单来说的秘诀就是，当你顺从圣灵的时候，你就会能够达到律法的要求。
So in order to live a sanctified life, It's actually the secret to being able to do that is actually quite simple. If we can put ourselves under the Spirit, then we will be able to meet the requirements of the law.
所以呢，顺从这个字呢，是一个很重要保罗要解释的一个道理。
So this phrase of living according to is a very important one, and then Paul will spend some time explaining it.
所以在第五节到十一节呢，就是保罗去解释随从的道理。
So in verses 5 through 11 is where Paul provides explanation as to how to live according to.
简单来说，保罗的意思就是你想什么，你就会做什么事情。
In other words, what Paul is saying here is that whatever you set your mind to, this is what you're going to end up doing.
第五节说，因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
And verse 5 says that for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, and for those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit.
什么是体贴啊?
What does it mean to set your mind?
有的时候呢，我们会用这个字去称赞我们的配偶啊。
Sometimes we use this phrase to praise our spouse.
就是说她是一个很体贴的太太啊。
So sometimes we will say our wife is a very understanding wife.
Okay. 为什么你会这样子称赞她呢?
So why would you compliment her in such a way?
因为她常常想着你。
And she's understanding because she sets her mind on you all the time.
她煮菜的时候呢，也想着你。
When she's cooking, she's thinking about you or set her mind on you.
所以她煮的东西呢，都是你喜欢吃的。
So all the stuff that she cooks is something that you would enjoy.
所以呢，体贴有一个 就是思念的意思在里面。
So so when one sets his mind on something, then one is thinking about it all the time.
英文有一个字我觉得很好的，就是 preoccupied， 就是常常就是在你脑里面就是想做这个事情。
So a word that I often use to describe this phenomenon is preoccupation. So you're preoccupied with something. You're always thinking about it.
我举一个例子哈。
I'll give you an example.
如果我是一个体贴食物的一个人，只是一个例子哈。
This is just an example. So don't get me wrong. But if I were a person that set my mind on food,
那么我的生活计划就会环绕食物来计划。
Then my daily planning was centered around food.
如果我去 Toronto 去旅游的时候呢?
So if I travel to Toronto,
我的计划不会去什么观看这些博物馆啊，这些大报啊，这些事情我都不会去看。
So if I visit Toronto, then I would not spend time touring the museums or go to any large a big waterfalls.
我的计划就是我怎么可以在最短的时间去最多的餐馆去吃最多的食物呢?
So my plan then instead will be how do I spend the shortest amount of time to go to as many restaurants as I can to eat as much good food as I can.
这个是体贴的第一种用法.
So this is what happens. This is how one would apply himself when he sets his mind on something.
第二个用法呢，体贴就是讲到我们的世界观。
And the second way of talking about setting one's mind is related to one's worldview.
就是你看这个世界，你计划里面是没有神在里面的。
So when you look at this whole world, when you are planning for your life, God is not part of that plan.
那其中一个例子呢，就是当 耶稣告诉门徒他快要上十字架钉死的时候呢，彼得就说，万不可以。
So one example was just before Jesus was to be crucified, he was spending time with his disciples and apostles, and Peter was telling him, you cannot do this.
那你知道啊，彼得呢，其实他是思念耶稣的安全呢。
Of course, Peter was concerned about Jesus' safety.
但是他的计划里面呢，却是没有神在里面的。
However, in his thinking, in his planning, he did not include God in there.
所以呢，耶稣就骂他了。你看，你没有体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
And therefore, Jesus scolded him, if you will, that telling Peter that he did not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns.
因为他没有看见神。 在他的计划里面,
because in Peter's plan, he did not include God.
你可以说呢,
you can say that in Peter's plan, it was only a plan from a human perspective.
有一次有一个家庭请我为他们祷告,
there was a time when a family asked me to pray for them.
他说他正在考虑把他的儿女呢从一个希腊 private school 送去一个基督教的学校。
This family was considering transferring their children from a private school to a Christian based school.
我听了以后呢, 我很佩服他们。
When I heard the prayer request, I had a feeling of admiration.
原因就是我只认识人呢, 把他们的儿女从基督教学校, 送去私立的学校。
Because of all my previous experiences, I only knew about people who would send their children from, transfer their children from Christian schools to private schools.
从来没有认识一个家庭呢, 为了自己的儿女可以认识神, 从私校转去基督教的学校。
Before that, I did not know any family that would transfer their children from private school to Christian school for the purpose of knowing God.
因为我们大部分的时间, 做决定的根据就是我喜不喜欢这个事情。
Because a lot of times the basis of our decision is based on our preferences.
我有没有钱？
Do we have money to be able to do it?
神差不多都不在我们的计划里面的。
A lot of times God is not in our plan.
极其量呢, 神就好像一个橡皮章一样。
At the very most, God is like a rubber stamp.
就是如果我有就
If the opportunity presents itself, I might explain that as God opening the door for us.
好像呢，我太太笑我， 每一个减价的货物对你来说都是神的旨意。
Just like my wife would always joke with me that every time there is something on sale, it's only because of God's will.
神提醒我们, 我们思想体贴什么,
and God reminds us that wherever we set our mind, and that's how we're going to lead our life.
不单只, 你体贴什么会影响你做什么, 你体贴什么呢,
so once wherever your mind is set, not only that will influence what you do, but it will also influence the final conclusion or the destiny.
因为你做什么事情就会有什么结果。
Because whatever you do is going to lead to its appropriate conclusion.
第六节说, 体贴肉体的就是使体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
Because verse 6 tells us that for to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the spirit is life and peace.
为什么我们体贴什么事情会有这么大的一个后果呢?
Why would there be such a significant consequences when we set our mind, depending on where we set our mind?
第七、第八节讲到，原来体贴肉体的就是与神为仇，因为不能服神的律法，也是不能服，因为属肉体的人不能得神的喜欢喜。
Because verses 7 to 8 tell us that for the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
在第八节里面呢，保罗就进一个更深一层的一个角度去讨论我们体贴这个问题了。
So in verse 8, Paul dug in a little bit deeper into the next layer to look at what it means to, for someone to set his mind on something.
就是如果你属于什么，你属于谁的。 会确定你体贴什么事情。
So in other words, who do you belong to or what do you belong to is going to determine how you set your mind.
那么我怎么知道我是属于谁是我的主人呢？
So how do I know who I belong to or who is my Lord or my Master?
就看谁住在你的心里面了。And
that is decided by who dwells in you.
这个就是第九节里面讲到，如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。Because
verse 9 tells us that you are not in the flesh but in the spirit, if in fact the spirit of God dwells in you.
这边其实我举一个例子，就是其实我们的身体就是好像一个车子一样。So
give you an example. Our body is like a vehicle.
我们思考什么呢？就是好像这个方向盘一样。How
we set our mind is like how we steer a steering wheel.
那么这个方向盘当然确定你走什么路了。Of
course, the steering wheel will determine which route you're going to end up taking.
但是最主要的问题就是谁坐在这个车子里面控制这个方向盘。But
the most important thing, though, is who is behind the wheel, who is controlling the wheel.
如果你的坐在你的车子的这个开车的人呢是很不小心的，那么这个车子当然最后就是会撞车。So
if the person behind the wheel is a very careless person, of course you're going to end up in car accidents.
但是如果这个人是很小心的，当然他会带给你平安呢。Of
course the person behind the wheel is a very careful person, then you will have peace.
第十到十二节，十一节里面呢，就是讲到主耶稣在我们的心里面带给我们两个不同的后果。And
verses 11 and 12 tells us the two end results that we will have with Lord Jesus dwelling in our heart.
第十节呢，它的意思呢是这样子的：本来我们的身体呢是因罪而死的，意思就是因为罪的原因呢，我们是。 迈向死亡的。
And verse 10 tells us that our body is dead because of sin. That means our body is marching toward death.
但是主耶稣进来了。But
because Lord Jesus has entered,
这边就是说心灵却因义而活了。
And here it says spirit is life or alive because of righteousness.
你有没有听到啊？ESV的翻译呢，跟我们中文呢是不一样的。So
there was a different translation in the English version.
其实这个是比较靠近这个本来的意思。The
English version is a little closer to the original meaning.
就是说，因为我们信了耶稣，我们应信称义了。And
what that means is when we believe in Jesus, we become justified.
那么圣灵成为我们的生命呢？When
we're justified by faith, then spirit becomes our life.
我们的生命现在是给圣灵去控制的。And
our life is now controlled by the spirit.
不但如此呢，十一节里面也告诉我们另外一个结果，就是当主耶稣住在我们心里面的结果。And
not only that, but verse 11 tells us another end result. An end result of when Jesus lives in our in us.
他讲到了将来我们这个身体啊会复活过来。And
verse 11 talks about in the future that this body of ours will be raised from death.
我们这个败坏的身体会被代替，圣灵会给我们一个复活的身体。
That this decaying body of ours, this decadent body of ours, will be raised from death, and Lord Jesus will give us a new body.
最后十二到十七节呢，是保罗解释我们是怎么可以随从圣灵呢？
And now finally, in verses 12 through 17, Paul explains how we can submit ourselves to the Spirit.
十二节、十三节呢，是提醒我们，我们现在呢，并不是欠了肉体的债，去随从肉体活着。
And verse 12 tells us that we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
他的意思就是说, 我们不需要去体贴这些肉体的事, 因为罪性不再是我们的主人了。
What that means is we no longer need to set our mind on things of the flesh, because the sinful nature is no longer the master that controls us.
13节是提醒我们，我们知道我们随从肉体的时候，随从这个罪性的时候是比较束缚的。但是他提醒我们，如果你随从这个罪性的时候，你的结果就是死了。And
verse 13 reminds us that yes, it is more comforting to be in the flesh, to follow our sinful nature, but the end result of doing that is death.
但是如果你靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行的时候，必要活着。However,
if you by the Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, you will live.
那么什么叫靠着圣灵致使身体的恶行呢？
But what does it mean when it says that by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body?
14节他就解释，因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。
And verse 14 gives us the answer to that. It says that for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
随从圣灵的时候，这意思就是他怎么带领你，你就怎么走。
So when one lives according to the Spirit, what that means is however the Spirit leads you, this is how you're going to follow.
15:16解释，圣灵的带领呢，不是好像一个很松的主人逼他的奴仆，叫他害怕，那么他就跟随他。And
verse 15 tells us, reminds us that when we follow the Spirit as our master, it's not like the Spirit is a very mean master that forces back to slavery and living in fear.
反而呢，圣灵的带领好像一个爸爸引导他的儿女一样。
Instead, the leading of the Spirit is like a father, a loving father leading his children.
在这边他提到，我们会呼叫我们的神做阿爸父。
And here it says that we will cry for our Lord by saying Abba Father.
这个就是, 爸爸的意思了。
And this is an endearing way of calling for our Father.
这个是一个很亲密的一个,
and this is a very intimate and affectionate calling.
你知道在咒怨里面从来没有一个人这样子称呼神的。
Do you know that that there was never any person in the Old Testament that could call our God Abba Father?
但是当圣灵在我们的心里面的时候，我们就跟神有一个很亲密的关系，我们可以这样子叫他。However,
when the Spirit dwells in us, then we have a very intimate relationship with our God, and that's how we can call Him Abba Father.
其实你想一想，你们做父母的，你就发现，你的儿女，你叫他的时候，他会听你的话。And
as parents, we understand that when we call for our children, they will come and submit.
为什么他们会这样子做？
Why would they do that?
是不是他们怕，如果他们不听话的时候呢，明天你就不给饭他们吃了？
Is it because they're so fearful that if they don't submit, then they will be without food the next day?
他们不听话的时候呢，今天晚上你就不给他回家了。
Is it because that they're so fearful that if they don't submit, then they'll have no place to stay tonight?
不是这样子啊。
There's no such thing.
他听你的话，因为你是他的父母嘛。They
listen and submit because we are their parents.
保罗呢，在最后17节里面，他进一步去鼓励我们。
And in verse 7, 17. Paul took a further step to encourage us.
鼓励我们呢，不要因为尘生生活很苦而灰心。
Paul encourages that because of living sanctified life could be a difficult path that would get discouraged.
他说自私儿女便是后继。
17 says that if children, then heirs.
后继的意思呢，就是承受产业的意思。
And being an heir is one who would inherit inheritance or properties.
你不单只是神所生的。
Not only we become born of God.
神还要保证你将来你会得到他的产业。
But God also ensures us that we will inherit his property or his kingdom.
后来他说，就是神的后嗣和基督同作后嗣。如果我们是和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
And then finally says that heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him.
这边的意思就是不单指我们是后嗣，就是基督也是跟我们一样的。
Here it says that not only we are heirs, but Christ is in the same relationship.
所以耶稣基督得到什么，我们将来也得到什么。
In other words, whatever Christ Jesus is going to receive, and that is what's due to us, that is what we will receive.
那么耶稣基督得到什么呢？
And what is Jesus Christ going to receive?
他是先受苦后得荣耀。
He first received suffering, but then he became glorified.
所以如果耶稣也因为罪的缘故受苦，
If Jesus also suffered because of sin,
他受苦不是因为他自己犯的罪，他受苦是因为我们犯的罪，他受苦。
He suffered not because of his own sin, but he suffered because of the sins that we committed.
但是保罗就是鼓励我们，就是耶稣也走过这条路，所以我们也会走这条路。But
Paul is encouraging us here is that Jesus had gone down this path before, and therefore we are going to go down the same path.
所以虽然现在我们觉得成圣圣活是 很苦， 但是你知道将来你会好像耶稣基督一样， 一定得到这个荣耀。
So even though we feel that living a sanctified life is a very difficult path today, but one day we will become glorified just like Jesus.
这个就是为什么我们不要灰心的原因。
And that's exactly why we should not be discouraged.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你就是我们的阿爸父。
Because you are our Abba Father.
因为你派圣灵住在我们的心里面，我们就有这个力量去胜过罪。
Because you have sent the Spirit to dwell in our hearts, so we can be victorious over sin.
求主鼓励我们，让我们不要灰心。
We ask God to encourage us so that we will not become discouraged.
虽然我们今天还是常常 没有达到神你的要求。
Even though we quite often fall short of your requirements.
但是当我们去依靠圣灵的时候，我们体贴圣灵的时候，我们知道我们可以活到 活出律法的要求。
But we know that if we rely on the Spirit, if we live according to the Spirit, that we will be able to fulfill the requirements of the law.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。Thank
you for listening to our prayers. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.